That is, our interest in clothes is not decreasing. Got it? 这样的话就起到了一个加强语气的作用。好，注意这一组动词啊，它们各自的特点。Lesson 主要是强调什么的可能性的降低？可能性啊。而 win 是讲渐渐的衰退，它相当于 diminish 的第二不及物动词的用法。好，后面的几个词汇同学们了解一下就可以了。Hypnotize 使昏昏欲睡，使朦胧啊。想想我催人欲睡那动词 ，lull， right？ Yeah， lull somebody to sleep， 还记得吗？ Yeah。 Okay， so much for the vocabulary， 我们词汇就给大家介绍在这儿。So we have a rest and then we get on to our text。 先休息几分钟。Okay, now let's study the text. New Year resolutions is very funny. 这一小课文非常有意思啊。And you know, it was very common for us to make New Year's resolutions, but sometimes, unfortunately, we never carry them off. 但是很不幸的是，我们从来也没有怎么样去成功的实现过 ，right? The New Year is a time for resolutions.Mentally, at least, most of us could compile formidable list of do's and don'ts. Okay, so please recite the first sentence. The new year is a time for resolutions. 我就邀请把这句话背熟。A time for. For example, the spring festival is a time for gathering. 懂听懂这个？春节是我们相聚的日子 ，right? Okay.Mentally, 内心里，本质上 ，so at heart, okay, at heart, 要注意介词啊 ，at。所以呢，我们中的大部分人总是去编辑什么呢？什么事情是应该做的，什么是不应该做的？那么这里用了简简单单的两个词汇。In fact, we can say most of us could compile what we should do and what we shouldn't do, right?我们可以采用 what 所引导的从句，不妨想想看，当我们在决定吃什么不能吃的时候，什么的时候，我们变得很不合情理。So we become illogical when we decide what can be eaten and what can't be eaten. 啊，这个结构是一致的。The same old favorites recur year in year out with monotonous regularity. Okay, so recite this sentence. 把这个完整的语句要背熟。Favorite， 那么这里的 favorite 就指代上文的什么呢 ？Resolutions， right？ Okay， so before the new year， we always make new year resolutions. That is what we would like to do. That is what we would like to do most. 我应该说这是我们最爱干的一件事情。所以作者用到的名词 favorite， the same old favorites， 那么说这种传统的。古老的人们爱做的事情，这种下做新年决心的这件事情 recur means what happen or take place year in year out. That's it, one year after another, right? Year by year. Yeah, 要注意这表达方式。我们说一天又一天， day by day, one day after another, day in day out. Got it? 所以是周而复始。一年又一年的不断的在发生 ，with monotonous regularity， 哈、，we use the adjective monotonous to describe regularity. That say nothing changed. 那么，所以我们这里重点突出一个内容是什么事情都没有改变。所以 we make New Year resolutions in the same way. We resolve to get up earlier each morning, eat less.Find more time to play with the children, do 1,001 jobs about the house, be nice to people we don't like, drive carefully, and take the dogs for a walk every day. 那么这一部分就是通过什么？一些例子，但并不是特别具体的，所以这就是我们所给大家介绍的什么支持句 ，right？ 采用支持句来进一步表明你的观点啊。So.What resolutions do we often make? 我们经常做的一些什么样的新年决心呢？他作者给了一些比较典型的例子。Resolve to 下定决心要早洗了，少吃点了。 1,001 jobs, 那当然并不是1001件工作了。 In fact, the writer is exaggerating,作者是在夸张。 We should do more jobs about the house. We should do more housework,就是再多干点活。Be nice to people we don't like. 对我们不喜欢的人要好一点。Okay. Do you think you can carry it off? 你能够实现吗？ Do you think you can carry it off? No, I can't. I want to say. 我想说的是我不能。And past experience has taught us that certain accomplishments are beyond attainment. 好，把这句话要背下来。具体的例子我们就不必背了，但是这种比较综合性的语句同学们一定要掌握得非常熟练。过去的经验已经告诉我们，那么某些成就是我们难以实现的。哎，注意这两个名词 accomplishment 和 attainment 千万不要搞反了啊。So, it is hard for us to attain some certain accomplishments. Don't you think so? Yeah, 注意我的示意。It is hard for us to attain some certain accomplishments. For example, you cannot be nice to people you don't like. If we remain inveterate smokers, let's say, if we remain heavy smokers, and nothing can change your habit,Inveterate 根深蒂固的 That's a deep rooted 那么直截了当的示意我们不妨用 deep rooted、那么这里主要是强调如果我们依旧是吸烟很严重的人 If we remain chain smokers Got it? It is only because we have so often experienced that、the frustration that results from failureOkay, recite this sentence. 把这句话要背熟。We know, the writer wants to illustrate, if you fail to give up smoking, 如果你戒烟失败了 just because you get the frustration from doing so too often. 那你说你从戒烟失败这事上所获得的挫败感这次数实在是太多了。For the first time you failed, you are dismayed, upset. Anyway, you feel uncomfortable. 如果你第一次失败，你可能会觉得很不安，很沮丧，总而言之，心里很不舒服。But if you have got such frustration every day, it means nothing. It doesn't matter to me. 如果你每天就遭受这种挫败感的打击，那就没什么了。Why?Because you have already been used to it. 因为你早已经习惯了 Yeah. So, in my opinion here, we can translate the sentence into Chinese like this. 死猪不怕开水烫。Okay. 是不是？在这里，其实这句话的意思我们应该怎么来表达呢？最经典的典型的就是死猪不怕开水烫。Don't you think so? 所以下次如果你比较文雅的来表达这个句话，我们不妨说Because we have too often experienced the frustration. 因为这种挫败感我们遭受的打击实在是太多了。It means nothing to me.、它对我来说已经不算什么。好，把这句话一定要背熟啊。Result from. Now, of course, we have learned how to use result in.那我们已经学到了如何用 result in. Result in means lead to.Cause, okay, and so on, and result from. 它恰恰是 resulting 的反义短语，表示概念是由什么什么而产生的。所以，那么在这个定语从句当中呢，我们是用来修饰限定 the frustration that results from failure. 那么这种挫败感是来自于失败的。好，重新改换这个句子的结构。失败会导致人的挫败心理。What's that? Failure will result in frustration. Okay? Failure always result in our frustration. Got it? So, if you want to do something successfully, in my opinion, you'd better attain accomplishment at first time. or at the second time, or at the third time, if you failed over and over again, more than three times, I say, you don't want to have a try. 你第一次最好能获得成功，如果两次、三次还没有获得成功，你再去努力的话，我想你已经不会了。为什么？ You have got the frustration and you lose your heart. Don't you think so? 你已经失去了你的信心。